This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
All this week, we are exploring the idea of hacktivism. Using the digital toolkit of hackers to push forward social agendas is a murky business because the definition of activist always depends on perspective. Well, today, the story of a site called Sci-Hub. To help us understand it is John Bohannon. He is contributing correspondent for Science Magazine. John, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So explain to me exactly how Sci-Hub came about.
It started as the side project of a 22-year-old neuroscience grad student named Alexandra Elbakyan.
Uh-huh.
What happens when you click on a link to a scientific article is you hit a paywall. And sometimes you're expected to pay as much as $30 just to read one article. That pissed her off. So her idea was, hey, let's make a central clearinghouse where everyone can has PDF. So it's basically the same kind of setup as a pirate movie site, except it's all scientific papers.
What have been the personal consequences for her making this website?
Alexandra is basically on the run from the law. She is facing the same kind of charges that Aaron Swartz faced before his suicide.
Aaron Swartz, just to give context here, Aaron Swartz is the student and sort of open data activist who is making academic research from MIT available for free and then was threatened with a lawsuit from the FBI and eventually killed himself, right?
Correct. She's facing not only copyright infringement, but also hacking charges, which are very serious.
Do you consider this a form of hacktivism?
I think it's hacktivism on a grand scale. So this isn't a subversion of a single government or a single institution. This is essentially hacktivism of the entire system of scientific communication.
On behalf of the idea that information wants to be free.
That's right.
Your work is available for download on Sci-Hub. Why are you okay with it?
Well, me personally, as a freelance journalist, I have no skin in this game. It really doesn't bother me at all that an article that I wrote is available for free to read. In an indirect way, it might have a negative impact on the organization that paid me to write it, which is Science. It would be sad if this somehow led to the crumbling of this institution.
But it's arguable it could, right? Because Science Magazine gets paid, to produce the content it produces, presumably by advertisers and others, right? And so your work becoming totally free on Sci-Hub makes it harder for Science Magazine to make money.
Right. And so it's a trade-off. If you feel like the law is wrong, many people would say then the thing to do is not break the law, but get the law changed. And people have been trying very hard for a very long time to get that changed and with no success.
John Bohannon, he is contributing correspondent for Science Magazine. John, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.